In the valley of the jolly,
ho, ho, ho,
ho, ho, ho,
green giant.
Well, you really did it to yourself this time. At least you remember the Alka-Seltzer.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief.
Performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy.
So make a day today to see the USA.
And see it in your Chevy.
No, it isn't Beethoven. It is the advertising jingle, that repetitive melody designed to cement a slogan into your head. Well, it's not doing all that well lately, the jingle. Ho, 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 apparently just doesn't cut it anymore. Our advertising commentator, Barbara Lippert from Adweek magazine, joins us from New York. Welcome to you, Barbara.
Thanks, Susan. Hi.
What is the reason for the demise of the jingle?
Advertising had to get a lot more sophisticated, as we have so much of it, and it saturates our consciousness so much, and people are getting younger. So the pop song has really replaced the jingle.
Huh. Does everything in life have to be hip, however, Barbara?
Exactly. Everything in advertising now is hipified because all the products are the same, so basically you have to have a brand experience. You have to feel hip and great while you're looking at it rather than really wanting to buy it. And any advertising that just makes an old-fashioned claim or a benefit, like, you know, whiter, brighter, two times larger, is really old school.
Well, here's an example of one of those golden oldies that you don't hear much anymore.
There is just one Schlitz, yeah, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer.
Okay, there's something about the monomania of Schlitz. I never understood that if you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. But if enough time passes, you look back on it fondly and with nostalgia.
So why is a rock song better or a pop song?
Well, because they think, first of all, it's not hammering you over the head. And you might have a wonderful emotional association with it. Like, you know, say you were the queen of the prom in high school when that song was playing. On the other hand, you know, if that was the day that they threw you out of school, then you wouldn't have that great an association with that song. So it's always taking a risk. But all of these bands are thrilled to be in advertising because it's a way to get their music out and heard if they're not getting enough radio play. Like Sting is a perfect example. In the 80s, he wouldn't allow one of his Police songs to be used by Jaguar. And then 2 years ago or so, he couldn't get any airplay for his new album, Desert Rose. And so Jaguar used it in its commercial.
Huh.
And then Sting's CD, you know, went way up on the charts. I'm not sure how it did for Jaguar, but it did great for Sting.
Yeah, but I really don't get the Sting fancy car connection. So could you explain that a bit more?
Right. You know, some people might see Sting sitting in the back of the Jaguar singing to himself and think, oh, my God, you know, civilization really has come to the end. But on the other hand, people have very strong associations with music and driving in cars,
yes.
You know, Bruce Springsteen. And so it's a very powerful motivator. And if you can imagine yourself driving in that particular car, listening to music you love, that's really an emotional connection.
Yeah, a few years ago, Volkswagen used a Nick Drake song, Pink Moon.
Yes.
And now the car makers are going to release a CD of all kinds of songs from different commercials. So what do you think that is?
Well, Nick Drake is really the example everybody used. Volkswagen did this in 1999. They made one of the most beautiful commercials ever created. It was with this Nick Drake song, which was, you know, very lush instrumentally and just beautiful and moving in the background. And these people were in this convertible driving along under a night sky, under a beautiful moon.
Zoe written and a Zoe say, Bingo moon is on its way.
And they stop at a party, and then it looks, you know, really crappy to them, and they get back in the car because the feeling in the car was so wonderful.
Mm.
And Nick Drake had died in the 70s of an overdose of antidepressants, poor guy, when he was 26 years old. And this completely revived his career.
Do these pop singers get rich as a result?
Well, a lot of them rely on the residuals from advertising. And as a matter of fact, U2 loves Apple so much. I mean, they don't see it as shilling for Apple. They see it as a technology that's really important for the music industry. Mm-hmm. So when they came out with a special U2 iPod, they did the commercial for free.
Do you think a bit of creativity gets lost in advertising with the decline of the jingle?
Well, I really do think it's some kind of artisan art form. It's like a handmade art form. And now what most people do is they're sent a playlist and they pick one and it's immediately digitized and there really isn't any art in it anymore.
Advertising commentator Barbara Lippert writes for Adweek magazine. She joined us from the Argo Network in New York. Bye, Barbara.
Bye, Susan. Thank you.
Sebastian Meyer has a way with theology and A.